Beginning of Sefer Dvarim. The Bnei Yisrael complained, B'sinas Hashem v'Yisrael, v'Hitzionu Meretz Mitzrayim, v'Seisosan v'Yad HaMeri l'Hashmideinu. It was because of Hashem's hatred for us that He took us out of Egypt, gave us to the hands of the Amori to wipe us out. That was the Bnei Yisrael's complaint. In reality, of course, every situation that Hashem puts us in is for our goodness. When the Bnei Yisrael said, B'sinas, when Hashem hates us, we turned all of Hashem's goodness into hatred, certainly from our perspective. Says the Sfasamis in Dvarim, we can learn a kal v'chaymeh, how much more so mid a tov and meribah, that Hashem's goodness is always so much greater, that even in our galus that we find ourselves in now, where we've been kicked out of our land, scattered to the four corners of the earth for the last 2,000 years, we need to strengthen our emunah and our bitachin in Hashem, that He did all of this out of love for us. As the pasuk says, as Hashem yayhav Hashem yichiach, Hashem chastises those who He loves. And through that emunah, we can start to feel that love for Hashem. Maybe that's what it means. Al kopshoim t'chasa ava, love conquers all. How can a person have ava when there's so many peshoim, when they're full of pesha, full of sin? Says us Fasamis, when we accept the techacha, when we accept the telling off, the chastisement from Hashem, and the consequences, even the punishments that come with it, if we accept it with love, then we turn it into love. On the basis of this, we can probably understand a new insight into Melech, Umevi Gael Livnei Vinehem, the man Shmoy B'Yavah, that the Ge'ula will come in accordance with the level of Amunah that we feel, the level of Amunah that we believe, that everything that happens to us is an expression of Hashem's love for us. Even if right now it feels incredibly difficult, it feels incredibly challenging, even if the galus, the exile, feels too great and too difficult to bear, when we tap into our reserves of Amunah and we view it positively, we're making a positive contribution to the coming of Mashiach. Because in order for the Geula to come, we need to feel this Ahava. So according to the Sfasamis, these positive thoughts of love will actually contribute to the Geula. And the truth is, this is one of the things that the Baal Shem Tov revealed to the world. The Geula is dependent on Arichas Ba'ava Rabba. The more we feel Ava Rabba in the morning, Ava Seinim in the evening, we internalize this lesson that everything that happens to us is Hashem telling us how much He loves us. And the more we develop that thought, the more we can feel the light of the Geula, the more we can bring the Geula. Because Hashem doesn't hate us. We're His chosen people. We're His messengers to the world. He adores us. He loves us. He's purifying us. He's refining us. But all of this is an expression of love. The more we realize it, the closer we can bring the Geula.